This is a folktale that has been telling my country from mouth to mouth, from generation to generation. And it goes something like this. Once, in a small house with a round balcony, there once lived a Spanish cockroach called Martina. Martina was a very beautiful cockroach. She had big black eyes and soft brown skin. She was a very, very accomplished housekeeper. She was very proud of her Spanish heritage. We must say that she was such a good housekeeper that all her pots and pans were always shining and clean. So once, while she was sweeping her patio, she found a coin. She picked up the coin and she polished it, and she polished it, and she polished it again until it was as bright as the sun. She found out it was a peseta. She thought, what should I buy with my money? She thought about buying a new dress, but she couldn't. She just had a dress made to order not so long ago. So she thought again, and she said, maybe a box of candy, but candy never lasts for long. So she thought, and she said, perhaps if I take a siesta, I'll be rested and I'll know what to buy later on. So she took off her little apron, and she put away her little broom, and she went to take her nap. After she awoke, she thought again what to buy with her money. And she thought again. And she said, I know. I will buy a box of powder. So she did so, and she went to the store and bought her powder. And that day, she went home and she put on her best dress. She took her little fan and she sat in her balcony. Now, while she was sitting there, she thought about Perez the Mouse. Now, Perez the Mouse was such a gallant mouse. No one could dance like Perez the Mouse. No one could sing like Perez the Mouse. No one could bow like Perez the Mouse. Many thought him to have royal blood. Now, while she was thinking about these things, she had a visitor. Old Señor Cat, a very old cat from the neighborhood that had always admired Martina, he came to visit her, and he said, good morning, Martina. You look very pretty today. Will you marry me? Now Martina said, perhaps, if you tell me how you will talk to me in the future. Sure, said Señor Gato. He said, I will speak to you like this. Meow, meow, meow. No, 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 Señor Gato, you will frighten me. I will not marry you. Now Señor Gato ran away with tears in his eyes. Martina sat back on her chair. She was still thinking about Perez the Mouse. A little bit after, she had another visitor, old Señor Cock. He was a very old, proud cock that lived a little further down from her neighborhood. He came walking down the street. He approached her balcony and said, Señorita Martina, you look lovely today. Will you marry me? Perhaps, said Martina, if you tell me how you will talk to me in the future. Sure, Señorita Martina, I will talk to you like this. Kikiriki, kikiriki, he said, flapping his wings. She said, enough, enough, Señor Cock. Do you think I can stand that noise in my house? No, Señor Gato, she said, standing up again, I will not marry you. The old proud cock bowed low, said goodbye, and took off. Just like Señor Cat, he had tears in his eyes. Martina sat down again. She just was thinking about Señor Perez, and she had a visitor. Right across from Martina's patio, there was a family of ducks. This family had a very accomplished young son. He had gone away to go to college, and he had already prepared a speech to tell Martina. So he walked across the patio, but he was so nervous that the only thing he managed to say was, good morning, Señorita Martina. Will you marry me? Why, good morning, Señor Duck, said Martina. Perhaps, if you tell me how you will talk to me in the future. Well, yes, Señorita Martina, I will talk to you like this. Quack, 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 she said. No, Señor Duck, I cannot marry you. It is so tiresome, especially when there is nothing interesting to say. I hear you quack day and night from across my house. I would not marry you. The poor little duck, he hid his face in his white wings and ran across to his home. Now, it was getting late, and Martina had very unusual visitors throughout the whole evening. She decided to go back into her house, so she stood up. And while she was getting into the house, she looked down the street, and you will not guess who she saw walking down the street. Yes, Peter the Mouse was coming down the street, saying hi to his friends, bowing to his friends, having conversation. He was approaching Martina's house. But Martina, instead of going back in the house, she sat back down. She fixed her little dress. She made sure that her little mantilla was in place. And she watched him approach the house. Good afternoon, Señorita Martina. Is it a lovely evening? Will you love to go and walk with me down the park? And she said, no, it is getting very late. Why don't you come up to my balcony? So, Pérez the Mouse did so. And he walked slowly into the house. And while he was doing so, he was singing this beautiful song that reminded her of his Spanish heritage as well. And he sat with her in the balcony, and they were just having conversation. And suddenly, Pérez the Mouse said, Señorita Martina, I have known you for a long time. And for a long time, I've been wanting to ask you this question. Señorita Martina, will you marry me? Martina said, perhaps, if you tell me how you will talk to me in the future. Absolutely, Señorita Martina. I will speak to you in the language of my forefathers. I will speak to you like this. Oh my goodness, it sounds like music. Yes, Señor Pérez, I will marry you. And so, Pérez and Martina got married, and they had a very, very lavish ceremony, and she made many a Spanish dance for him, and they live a very happy life. However, Christmas was approaching, and Martina wanted to cook something, prepare something special for her husband, Pérez. So, she said she was going to cook one of our traditional dishes. And she went and bought some rice, and she got some coconut milk, some raisins, some almonds, and some sugar. And she put this all in a kettle to boil. She propped it in the stove and left the room. Now, a lot of time did not pass, and Pérez came back into the house. Now, Pérez, when he came into the house, he smelled this aroma, and he knew that this was a dish that he had never smelled before. So the smell, he followed the smell towards the kitchen. He went to see what was in the pot. So he propped a little stool next to the stove, and he climbed up to see what was inside. Then he saw some juicy almonds and some raisins getting all covered in sugar and milk with the rice. And he stuck his paw in and took a taste, and he said, oh goodness, if this is for me, I'm in for a treat. But he was too greedy. He wanted to reach that almond. He couldn't. So he reached deeper inside the pot and he pulled the almond. When he did so, the kettle rocked. And it rocked again, and unfortunately, he fell inside the pot. Well, some time went by, and when Martina came back to check her dish, she said, this is kind of strange. She walked up the stool and she looked into the pot to find her lover boiled to death. Now Martina ran immediately into her room. She changed her garment. She put a black mantilla. She had on her black dress, and she got her guitar. And up to this day, you can still hear Martina singing. El ratoncito Pérez cayó en la olla, y la cucarachita Martina lo canta y lo llora. Lo canta y lo llora. Lo canta y lo llora.